Guide Dogs in the Media, Star News. The approximate length of this recording is 6.5 minutes. Guide Dogs in the Media, Puppy School for Guide Dogs, airs on Channel 5. This summer, Guide Dogs worked with television production company Darlow Smith Productions on a new series for Channel 5 called Puppy School for Guide Dogs. Staff, volunteers and pups, and guide dog owners took part in the programme, which aired in September. The four-part factual entertainment series, voiced by presenter and comedian Mel Gedroich, shone a light on the life-changing puppies who will help people with vision impairments to live actively, independently and well. The show also gave people a look into our world-class guide dog training. Viewers followed the stories of puppies and dogs and the humans who train them or rely on them. It started with guide dog mum Ella, who was set to give birth. Viewers met Ella's breeding dog holder family, as well as puppy raisers and fosterers. You can hear more about the breeding dog holder family in the article It's a Family Affair, later on this CD. There were heartwarming stories, including 16-year-old Hester, a Paralympic skiing hopeful who's about to become a young guide dog owner. Some of our dogs with alternative careers also appeared, including guide dog dad Trigger and buddy dog Riley. The show generated huge awareness of the charity and the important work guide dogs do. We saw a spike in volunteer applications, interesting careers at guide dogs, and clicks to our website. We had so much fun filming the series and are thrilled that so many people have been able to see what it takes to train these special dogs and find out how they transform lives. The series is still available on My5 or by going to www.channel5.com and searching Puppy School for Guide Dogs. Included here is a photograph of breeding dog holder Kath Saunders holding two yellow Labrador puppies from guide dog mum Ella's litter. Jaina's story moves Martin Clunes to action. When actor Martin Clunes heard about a guide dog owner needing a new home for her retired guide dog, he was so moved that he offered the dog a home and made a programme for ITV about guide dogs. Martin heard Jaina Mistry on a podcast saying that her guide dog Laura would need a new home when she started training with a new dog. Laura went to live on Martin's farm in Dorset. He said, Jaina's story was like having a window opened on a whole other world. It's an incredibly moving world where animals are trained to do a life-changing job. And it dawned on me that most of us know virtually nothing about the secret lives of Britain's heroic army of guide dogs. So I decided to do something about it. A Dog Called Laura, with Martin Clunes, The Secret World of Guide Dogs, aired on ITV1 on the 5th of October and is still available on ITVX. Included here is a photograph of Martin Clunes on his farm, sat with some of his pet dogs and with Jaina Mistry, who has her retired black Labrador guide dog Laura sat at her feet.
Star News. It's too cute. Dame Darcy Bustle meets her puppy namesake. World-famous retired ballet dancer Dame Darcy Bustle stopped by her former ballet school in Richmond Park, London, to meet adorable six-month-old guide dog puppy in training, Darcy. Last year, the Royal Ballet School students decided to fundraise to name a guide dog puppy. They held bake and jumble sales, while some students took on additional fundraising challenges, such as helping at their family business or doing extra chores. They unanimously chose the name Darcy to honour the school's youngest ever principal dancer, Dame Darcy. Through Guide Dog's Name a Puppy scheme, students will be able to follow the yellow lab retriever on their unique journey, gaining insights into the world of guide dogs through regular pup dates. Dame Darcy said, "To know that Puppy Darcy, who has my name, is hopefully going to go on to be a little life changer for someone with sight loss is just overwhelming. It really is a wonderful achievement, and I'm so honoured that this adorable puppy was named after me." Included here is a photograph of Dame Darcy Bustle in a dance studio at the Royal Ballet School. She is holding Puppy Darcy's lead and is surrounded by students wearing their leotards and tutus. Carol forecasts a bright future. Guide dogs took BBC Breakfast by storm in July when meteorologist Carol Kirkwood presented the show's weather segments live from our National Centre in Warwickshire, surrounded by a litter of mischievous guide dog puppies. One of the litter was Carol's namesake guide dog puppy, Carol, named in honour of the famous moment at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show in 2021, when Carol was pulled over by then guide dog puppy Flash live on BBC Breakfast. Flash went on to become a guide dog mum, and puppy Carol is from her first litter. As well as meeting her namesake, Carol was also reunited with Flash. Included here is a photograph of Carol Kirkwood holding small yellow Labrador puppy Carol. A birthday reunion. Entrepreneur James Middleton, brother of HRH the Princess of Wales, was recently reunited with Bertie, the puppy he donated to train to become a guide dog last year. In a touching tribute to the late monarch, James called the puppy Bertie after Queen Elizabeth II's father, Albert. To celebrate their first birthday, Bertie was also reunited with his sister Isla and mum Mabel. Mabel's litter has even more star power, as BBC Gardeners World presenter Monty Don's pup Ned is Bertie and Isla's brother. Included here is a photograph of James Middleton with golden retrievers Bertie, Isla and Mabel.